I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She gets teased for being a long-winded chick, and she told her friend to suck her fiancé's dick. It's Watch What Happens Live with Doree Kemsley and Caroline Stanberry now. Hey, everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one woman who's iconically English and another who bravely tried to speak Spanish with her driver. When it comes to your favorite long-winded housewife, she's definitely on your short list. Please welcome Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Doree Kemsley. Hey, Doree. My next guest has gone from being a lady of London to considering a baby in Dubai. It's Real Housewife of Dubai, Caroline Stanberry. Welcome back to the clubhouse. It's been a while.
It's been about 7 years.
Yes, it has. Have the two of you ever met?
We haven't, but I've met her husband a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have mutual friends.
We have a lot of mutual friends.
Like I know her already.
Okay, yeah. I like it. Tonight, the clubhouse is BYOB because Caroline literally brought her own bartender. It's her bestie, Parson James. And Parson, we're going to be seeing you on The Housewives of Dubai in a few weeks.
Yes, indeed.
Very exciting. Okay, we have a lot to talk about. Now, we just got out of tonight's Dubai. You were pissed. Were you pissed? Oh, it's Sergio's here, by the way. Welcome to Sergio. I love the blonde hair. It looks so good.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Were you pissed at Sergio for cozying up to the women at that party?
I was really pissed because he'd known the history of me going through so much with these women. And he was over there holding their hands, discussing, you know, what a beautiful heart they have.
But when you heard what he was saying, it kind of sounded like he was trying to kind of bring peace in the Middle East, so to speak.
He was, but sometimes you need to pick a side and you need to follow your wife blindly.
Sergio, did you get reamed on the way home?
Yes, a lot.
Oh, yes, a lot. Okay. Dorit, the boat ride, that was wild.
Yes.
Erica was overserved. We've all been overserved.
Yes, we have.
Yes. Have you ever been overserved on camera? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Don't you remember? Camille!
Oh, right. It was nice to see Erica. It's been nice to see Erica and Sutton kind of getting along on this trip, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Have they caught any more leads on catching the guys?
You know, they don't really keep me abreast of what's happening. So
I was thinking the episode might air and then they would get some more leads.
Here's hoping.
Here's
I'm
hoping.
Traumatized for you. Awful.
Yeah. Caroline, you got a lot. I mean, everyone was talking about you from the moment the series started because we all knew you and they were happy to have you back. The first episode, the dog pees in the bed. The viewers were very upset.
It was
by
a puppy.
The puppy. Aww. But they really felt that you were fine just laying there
in the pee,
basically. You were fine about it.
It was a puppy pee.
Yes.
I mean, does it count? It wasn't a German Shepherd.
Right. And where are the two of you? I know we're going to see more and hear more about this conversation about whether you have kids, but it clearly was very important for Sergio coming into this for the two of you to have a child.
Well, I don't want to be the oldest mother on history, but we have one baby boy on ice.
You do?
Yes.
A fertilized
baby.
You have an embryo.
We do. We have an embryo.
And would you carry the embryo?
Yes, I'm going to carry the embryo.
Yes, he's going to do it.
Sergio's very happy. Why do you think Lisa was so triggered by you saying them tonight?
Oh, because I lumped them all together?
Right, yes, yeah. Yes.
And I'm standing by that.
Yes. Caroline, Elena T. wants to know why you referred to Lisa as petty by saying you didn't attend her fashion show because of your relationship with Ayan when the two of them are friends.
I don't really have a relationship either with Lisa, so I wasn't like going out of my way on my wedding week to go and attend Lisa's fashion show and sit with a whole load of people I don't really like.
Doreen, Amanda E. wants to know if you agree with Diana that Sutton makes everything about her.
Yes.
Doreen, do you believe Rinna actually reached out to Denise?
I do.
Yes. What do you, Dorit, what do you think of Crystal saying on Watch What Happens Live that Sutton's pool story isn't the dark thing she was referring to?
I love Crystal, but it's really digging her heels into something. And, you know, you can't say those things and then just open that Pandora box and not say what it is.
Mm. Well, Diana would apparently rather jump into jellyfish-infested waters than stay on the boat with her new pals. And when she got stung, it prompted a whole discussion about who would pee on the new girl. In honor of that, we're going to play Pee for Two. I'm going to show you a steady stream of pairs of Beverly Hills women who have theoretically been stung by a jellyfish. Pick which one you would help by peeing on them. So who do you pee on, Kyle or Rinna, if they get stung?
Oh my God, that's so difficult. Can I pee on both?
Okay. Who do you pee on, Sutton or Crystal?
Crystal.
Who do you pee on, Vanderpump or Camille?
Are you kidding me? I don't have to pee.
Neither.
You don't. Are you buddies with Vanderpump, Caroline?
I haven't seen her for years. I used to see her in L.A., but...
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Denise Richards or Brandy? Who are you going to pee on?
Denise.
Okay. What about Kathy Hilton or Teddy Mellencamp?
I mean, both.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Caroline may have said, I'm going to kill some bitches tonight, but the only thing, that party looked amazing, by the way.
Which one?
Had a horrible time, the party in tonight's episode. Yes, but it looked amazing.
I don't remember much of it. I drank all the way there.
The only thing she ended up murdering was her beef with Chanel Ayan, or at least for now. We're going to see how many nice things I can get her to say about her new bestie. Okay, what's the most effing fabulous thing about Ayan?
Her fashion.
What do you admire about Ayan's marriage?
Nothing.
What's a style tip you've picked up from Ayan?
None.
How would you rate Ayan's thoughtfulness when it comes to gift giving? She brought me a check.
Yeah, she does put thought into that. That's quite cute.
Are we going to look forward to her bringing you a gift next week?
With a knife in my back?
Yeah. What do you think is the biggest perk of having Ayan as an ally?
That she doesn't think before she speaks, so she'll just continue for me.
What do you admire the most about her self-confidence?
It's unwavering.
What's a beauty secret that Ayan has shared with you?
None.
Thank you very much. Dorit, Lisa P. wants to know, were you offended when Garcelle bet the other ladies in the car that you were speaking Spanish?
No, I was proud.
Okay. The conch shell ceremony in Mexico didn't cleanse the energy between the women, but it did successfully scare the living crap out of Dorit. But tonight, I hope neither of my guests are scared to fess up about the trouble they've gotten into during their world travels, because it's time to play Let's Get Horny! Okay, ladies, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you both some situations that might have happened to you during your years of globetrotting. If you've done that thing, tell us by blowing on your conch shell. Okay? Did they teach you how to blow on your conch?
No.
I think you blow out of that end. This yes. End. Okay, very good. Have you ever dropped six figures on a vacation? If you've done it, you blow it. Have you ever exchanged numbers with a deckhand or a stew on a super yacht? I have. Okay. Have you ever met a royal while visiting a foreign country? Do you know anyone in the royal family? In the UK, in the British royal family?
Lots of them.
Lots of them. Wow. Have you ever made out with someone while in a gondola in Venice? Okay, was it Sergio?
No, I know.
Have you ever used a friend for access to their private jet? Both of you, okay. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? Everyone here. Okay, very good.
Sergio.
With Sergio, nice. Congratulations, Sergio. Have you ever put up your entire glam squad in a 5-star hotel? Wow. Have you ever gone skinny dipping in a public hotel pool? Have you ever offended someone in a foreign language? Thank you very much, ladies. Okay, let's take questions for our virtual fans. Jada from North Carolina has a question for Dorit.
My question is, I'm annoyed that press was at a Sudden Store event, but not at Cal's Palm Spring door opening.
Oh, we got this a lot for you. Why were you annoyed that there was press at Sutton's store event, but not at Kyle's Palm Springs store opening?
Well, first of all, Teddy had called me before the store opening and asked if she could interview me. It was very different, and I wasn't aware that there was going to be press or a press line at Sutton's, and I was going through post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, when you are taken by surprise in what I went through, and then you're taken by surprise like that, it triggers you. So I was aware Teddy was going to interview me, and I agreed to it. So it's very different.
But being taken by surprise by a press line versus a
Well,
gun.
I wasn't ready to talk about it.
Right.
You know, Andy, that's the
Got
whole
it.
Thing.
Got
At
it.
Least if I'd gotten a heads up.
Yes.
But I wasn't prepared.
Got
you know?
It. And by the way, they may have all shown up because they knew you were going to be there because this had just happened. Okay. Let's go to Cece all the way from the Netherlands with a question for Caroline. Hi, Cece.
Hi, Andy. As we say in Holland, you ziet er heel lekker uit, which basically means you look super hot.
Thank you.
I kind
of feel like I look like an ice cream man today, but thank you.
What is your response to Ayan calling your marriage an internship marriage and saying it is just for cameras when she was on Watch What Happens Live last week?
Well, I mean, I've got so many responses. First of all, I find it very sad that a 40-year-old woman is rising herself by pushing others down. She knows nothing about my marriage, never has. She has never been part of it. And anyone that's followed me for as long as they followed me has seen that before the show even existed, Sergio arrived. I don't know what else to say. In an intern marriage, I'm sure there are a lot of older women that would quite like to have an intern marriage. So if you could tell me what that would cost, I would let my friends know.
All right, thank you, virtual fans. Dorit, Charlie R. said, after hearing how Sutton's past with her dad impacted her reaction to your break-in, did that change your feelings about her initially insensitive comments?
It didn't change my feelings, but of course, you know, I can imagine what she's went through, and so I understand. But I think it's a little different.
Caroline, Kathleen M. wants to know, who are you still in touch with from the Ladies of London?
Oh, my God. Caroline Fleming, Sophie, everybody, really, except Adela.
Dorit, Two Proper Four wants to know what you think of LVP showing receipts that she reached out to PK following the break-in. She tweeted a text that she had sent him.
Yes, yes. Listen, I've heard a lot of things. I heard that she reached out to me, thought she was blocked. I mean, so you never really know what to believe. I know this. If we had received the message, we would have responded. I don't want to drag this LVP thing on, but, you know, 3 months, 4 months after the incident, we saw her. We were at a mutual friend's 70th birthday party. She never came up to PK and I. If you had sent a text message and you really cared, approach one of us and say, "How you doing? I sent you a text. I didn't hear back." Nothing. In fact, afterwards, she tweeted some very vicious comment about me, how she didn't recognize me and so on. So I just find it a little hard to believe that she did indeed reach out when she said she did.
Okay. Caroline, so Sergio's father offered him or you, he offered him a large sum of money for him not to marry you.
Well, not to date me.
Not to date
you.
Wow. So this was even before you had fallen so in love?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. And so this is the backdrop for which we see Sergio's parents meeting your parents in a few weeks. I mean, were you nervous for that to happen?
Yeah, it was very intense in the beginning, to be honest. I didn't know what direction it was going to go.
How does your dad feel about her now?
Absolutely love her.
How do you feel about the dad now?
I mean, I asked him if I could take the offer.
We last saw Caroline on our screens in 2017. She honestly hasn't aged since. Maybe it's her husband, Sergio, keeping her young. At 27 years old, he is closer in age to Caroline's kids than to her, as Caroline has pointed out. That gave me the idea for the new game that is sweeping the nation. We're going to play, Are They Older Than Sergio? Okay, here we go. I'm going to show you ladies a series of male celebrities and Bravo celebrities. You both have to guess whether or not they are older than Caroline Stanberry's husband. Is Pete Davidson older than Sergio? Dorit?
No.
Caroline? Is he? Yes, he is by 1 year. Okay. What about Timothée Chalamet? Is Timothée older than Sergio?
I don't know who Timothée is.
No, do I.
Timothée Chalamet? You don't know who he is? He's a major actor. Okay, I will say he's younger than Sergio. Am I right? Yes. Oh, my God, by only a year. Okay. Is Jaden Smith older than Sergio?
Oh, my God, I hope so. I hope he's younger. He looks like
he's my
not son.
Older.
Okay, let's reveal.
Thank
he's
God.
Younger. Okay, 4 years. What about Maluma? Is Maluma older than
look
Sergio? Okay.
Same age.
A little older, I think.
Let's see. He's older by a year. Okay, what about DJ James Kennedy? Is he older than Sergio?
Older.
Yeah, older.
Oh, my God. Wow. That one hits close to home. Is Lil Nas X older than Sergio? Dorit?
Older.
Older.
I think he's younger.
Yes,
he's younger. What about Cole Sprouse? Is he older than Sergio? Dorit?
Younger.
Older.
Let's reveal. Oh, wow. That hits close to home, too. What about Craig Conover? Is Craig from Southern Charm, is he older than Sergio? Dorit?
Older.
Older.
Yes, he is. Okay, what about Kyra Whitfield from the Atlanta Housewives? Older or younger?
Younger.
Older.
He is younger, yes. Thank you very much for playing. Caroline, Bravo MF, Bravo One wants to know, why were you mad when Ayan called you Stanberry, considering there are two Carolines on the show?
Okay, because I don't know her well enough to just walk in. She just sort of used my first name. She just went Stanberry. For me, it was very aggressive, but I mean, maybe I was
wrong. Sensitive.
Dorit, the Bravo Chicks wants to know, now that more time has passed, do you feel more secure since the home invasion?
I have good days and I have really, really bad days. And I'm dealing with, I've been officially diagnosed with PTSD. Mm. And it's just a process. I'm doing what I have to do and I'm doing it for my family, for my kids. And I'll continue to do what I need to do and speak to who I need to speak to.
Caroline, Poppy B wants to know if your daughter, Yasmin, has changed her thoughts on you and Sergio having kids together.
No, she hasn't. She, well, she's allowing it as soon as she moves out to go to school. She said yes, but my sons have come around.
Good. Okay. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. During her blackout on the yacht, between soliloquies about old boats and Celine Dion, Erica managed to ruin a perfectly good couch with her body makeup. In honor of that, we are counting down the top 5 property damage moments on Bravo. Number 5 entry, walked so Erica could run. It was that below deck charter guest who ruined a couch with her self-tanner. Classic. Number 4 is one of Bravo's most buzzed about messes, and not just because there was a vibrator in the chicken. It's Ramona Hampton's house after the Roni women trashed it. And maybe that was karma for the time Ramona ripped lighting off the wall at Bluestone Manor, which made Dorinda furious. That's number 3. When the Dallas ladies visited South Fork Ranch from the show Dallas, things went forking south real quick. Take a look at number 2.
You're gonna break that thing. I'm gonna touch you.
Oh!
Oh, boy. Our number 1 property damage moment on Bravo was a gut-wrenching one. Literally, it's the Roni women pooping all over the house in Cartagena.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
In a full-on diarrhea festival.
That's your poop spin right there.
What?
No. Right there, skin.
Where?
Well, it's not mine.
Okay.
I will own my own poop smear.
All right, those are some damaged goods. I want to thank Doree Kemsley, Caroline Stanberry, Carson James for being here. For more, click around BravoTV.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
After show now. We got Doree Kemsley from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Caroline Stanberry from The Real Housewives of Dubai. Carson James' single Dirty Laundry featuring JoJo is out now. He's performing at AT&T's Turn Up the Love Tour in Chicago. How did you two meet?
Oh, my God. How many years ago?
Like 7 now.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, because I was, you know, I'm best friends with Nicole Scherzinger, and we'd gone out together, and she was like, have you heard Stole the Show? Have you heard Stole the Show? And I went out by myself, and I sit on next to a man in a bar with a hat on, and I'm talking, and he goes, I wrote Stole the Show. I sang and performed it.
Wow.
I called Nicole FaceTime. I was like, you never know who I'm sitting next to.
Mind you, the gay panic of Nicole Scherzinger on a FaceTime.
Right.
He was like, oh, my God.
So, and where did you meet Sergio?
I did a live tour of, it used to be called According to Caroline, now it's called Divorce Not Dead, with Live Nation, and I was at my only night in Newport Beach, and he was in my audience.
Wow, and what made you go?
40 women.
I was not meant to be there. Someone invited me, and in the end, you know.
Wow. And have you always liked older women?
I like women in general.
Yes. Know? But?
But I have like a sensitive thought right here just for a bit older.
You have a sensitive thought for older women.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I love Caroline, that's it, you know.
Yes. I mean, we need more Sergios in the world.
We all need them.
Honey, she's easy on the eyes.
Yes,
I mean,
well,
let's
clearly.
Just say that.
Yes.
You know.
Okay, let's go back to our virtual audience. Here's Abby from Atlanta with a question for Dorit.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Caroline. Hello, beautiful Dorit. Dorit, did you agree with Garcelle that it was rude for Diana to shut down the conversation about her book when you asked about it?
I didn't. You know, Garcelle and I were sitting at the other end of the table, and it just felt like Diana didn't really want the spotlight on her. She's new, but, you know, I didn't get that feeling initially. I was surprised when I heard Garcelle think that, you know, it was rude, but.
Okay, let's go to Lauren from Minneapolis with a question for Caroline.
Hi. Hi, Andy. Congratulations on becoming a father of two. Dorit, you look lovely, but my question is for Caroline. Caroline, so excited to see you back on TV. I've been such a huge fan since Ladies of London, and I'm loving you on Dubai. So the first part of my question is, what's your relationship like with your ex-husband these days? The second part is, does he still live in Dubai? If so, has he met Sergio?
He's met Sergio. My relationship with my ex-husband's actually amazing. We all go out to dinner. That's and he great. Actually lives very close to us. So we spent Christmas together as a family. My parents, his parents, Sergio's parents, and Jem DJ'd. We had the best time.
That's great. That's all you could ask for.
It's more than I could ask.
What's the biggest misconception about Dubai?
That we can't live like this, that we can't exist as normal human beings. I can drink, I can, wear sexy clothing, I can drive, I can do exactly what I would do here, but with respect. You know, when you go to a shopping mall, I just don't wear hot pants. But, I mean, I don't really need to. It's freezing anyway. I just have to remind myself. But anywhere else, you live exactly as everybody else does. Actually, I'm taking Dorit.
Very good. All right, I want to thank Dorit and Caroline. I want to thank Carson and Sergio. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.